marina's right here, state park, port is right there. So this is our parcel that he's bringing forward. If everybody knows where we're at. Showboat's right over here. This is our Stone-Taney County line, in case you didn't know, so we're right on the line. This is the, used to be the hitching post. I'm not sure what they call
it
now.
It's still the same.
Still hitching post? Okay. Yeah. Different pictometry views of the property.
Is that where the old French Burgers was?
This was the old Parkview Lodge.
Okay.
This is the lodge right here.
Yeah.
And then here's the hitching post.
Yeah.
When I purchased that, I turned it into a monthly rental rather than nightly rental. So people would have, a reasonable place to stay. They're not large by no means, but, I have a lot of people that live there. When I bought the place, if you'll see there in the back of the building there's three park models there. Those spaces were already there, and across the street from them, there's a pad there, and that has county sewer all hooked up. It's all runs down the length of the property there. And when I checked with the sewer district, they didn't have those lines belong to me. So everything on the left side there was already in place when I bought it in 2011. I just didn't have anything in there. I bought it vacant. Everything was vacant. And so I added those to an existing. And then on the right side, that pad was already in with the sewer in it and the water run to it and the electric run was running down from this large building here. That got compromised, the electric did. And so I had a meter installed just down from that large trailer there and ran across to the building. And while I was there, I ran electric to that lot. And I put three more units in there. There's another one sitting there, but it's not been hooked up to anything. So I wasn't aware that I needed to get that repair permitted to do that. I mean, as far as put the utilities in there, because most of it was there when I bought the place. So I'm asking to be allowed to put the three units that are already there, have those there, and then the four on the other side. I rent those out to people. They're like a tiny home. They're a park model. They don't have wastewater. They don't have a holding tanks or anything like that. They're meant to put on a lot similar to like Big Bear or, out Fall Creek where they have those lots out there. I wasn't aware of the square footage requirements for mobile homes until I got your letter, which, I don't know how you guys handle tiny homes. I haven't seen that, but, most of those are under 300 square feet. And so, anyway, that's about all I've got to add there. It served county sewer. I've got a private well that they meter, so they know how many gallons I use. And they're telling me that I have that line that runs from, to the building or whatever that is, that little trailer right there, runs all the way down the edge of the property and on to the easement down below. The other problem I have is I only have 2.7 acres, so I'm 3/10 of an acre shy of having enough ground, which I wasn't aware of either. So
for the three mobiles.
Yeah.
To be called an RV park or a mobile home park,
right.
Either one.
Do those still have axles under them, Gary?
They currently do. I was going to take them
out
and block them up.
So is your intentions to do the park models instead of RVs?
Yes. Yes, they'll never move from there.
So can we take RVs out of the request?
Yes,
that's
sure can.
What I was getting at. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, in fact, the one on the very end down there is just sitting there. It's not utilities. It's actually a 40-foot long trailer, which makes it in compliance with your requirements here for a
stationary mobile.
Only, yes. The other six do not. So they're...
So you only have four over here on the...
Yeah, four on the right there.
Okay. There's four there. And four I've got there. Those in a picture for your public hearing.
That's what we're
going to
do.
So...
Legal to add the other four.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to run a new sewer from those down to...
No, it's already there. That sewer was in place already.
Yeah, right.
And that pad was built. The pad was built when Taney County did the sewer, and so the sewer lines were already in there with access with clean outs, and so we accessed
so
those.
You're just going to tap into your own sewer line.
Yes. Yes. And the water was run around. It runs down the side from the red roof building down to the white roof building, and then we ran it across the driveway there. So. Basically, I don't do any nightly rental there. There's strictly monthly rental people there. So. And you guys, any other questions?
So you'll have a concept for your parking and all that? For your parking.
Yes, I will. Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, there's not going to be a lot of grading. Is there just to build a pad?
No, the pad is already existent. Okay. There's no grading actually to be done. It was already in existence. All we did was dig a trench.
Okay.
So the parking, you know, there's enough room beside each one to park two cars right now, but I the last trailer that I have in there that's not hooked up yet, if I have to get rid of it and put more parking down there, it's got a pretty good size turnaround down in front of that white building, and the park model's actually set. That's an old aerial photo. And you actually see that white, little square of white, that was a trailer sitting down there, and that's the edge of where it starts to fall off there. And I've got all this down below, which I have, there's a utility easement to the backside, the sewer's down there in this little valley thing, and
this
I've actually got,
the sewer.
There's a utility easement that goes up both sides of me there, so.
So initially, we're just trying to make you legal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm begging for forgiveness, not permission. Yeah, it's just.
They come back.
Yeah. Get those axles out.
So, I was unaware, and I apologize for not following through. I thought I had everything covered, but you know, obviously, I didn't. So.
Any questions? The next hearing date is
February the 12th.
Right.
February the 12th.
Okay.
So we'll get together between now and then, get your public hearing ready, and present
hey,
it to
I've
them.
Got the, I've got the notice already in the mail already.
Okay,
I think,
good
so.
Deal. We'll come out and get your property posted, and you'll be ready to go.
All right. That's
it.
Any other questions? So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
Case number 1749, Ozark Mountain Storage. Blaine Gunter was the applicant, but I see that Shane is showing up tonight. So this one is south. Our county state line is right here, Wild Bill's. This is the Ridgedale Road, which parallels Highway 65, so we're way south into the county. This, you'll see, has a whole bunch of RVs. This is the, I didn't remember the name of it, but it's the RV place that burnt, caught
Solon's,
fire.
Solon's RV.
Okay, thank you. Sure. So all our pictures are going to show that on there. But he's proposing to develop that. This square out of this is a cell tower that they've built. They got a permit for that. Storage unit. He's wanting to build 31 storage units for monthly annual rental on the 4.4 acres at 3271 Ridgedale Road. Here's the concept that he's presented. And if you count each one of these, you come up with the 31 units. So, and here's showing the cell tower.
just some different pictometry view. So that's our concept. Got any questions?
I don't believe I do.
Anything you want to say about the project, or pretty straightforward?
It's pretty straightforward.
You in here for the my vinegar?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
You look familiar.
Okay, so February the 12th then.
Okay.
We'll look for you then. We'll give you a call a day or two ahead of time to remind you. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Nice detailed drawing there. Always helps.
Trying to do it right.
Mr. Chairman, would you entertain a motion to adjourn?
Can I address one thing real quick?
Please.
I don't want to drag you out. I've always known this was in there, but I never really addressed it, and this 189 Friendly Hills project kind of does. In our Division 3 permit application requirements under Step 3 concept hearings, if the Planning Commission determines that the project is feasible and appropriate in a consensus, just kind of, yeah, shall be rendered to move it to public hearing. So you always have the ability to look at a project and go, no, we've heard this one, and just nix it right at this concept hearing.
We've
never discussed that.
Yeah,
we've done it before.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have when you got a whole bunch of them.
You know, you've seven people come in with something like this. Way.
Yeah.
And you just tell them, hey, you're going to have to change this. This thing don't fly.
So I don't know if I didn't really feel right just being the administrator, just saying, no, you can't bring that, because I'm not deciding the project, but you always do have the ability to just say
all
no.
All you can do is just advise them that
yep.
this will not work.
Yep.
Because it's against.
Right.
I think an advisement from you at that point in the meeting would be good.
Okay. Yeah, and I missed that on his. I apologize. But, so.
I mean, he tried to make some changes, but I mean, that other property
that's
that we were talking about, yeah, adjoining that, it's going to enter from the highway. It's not going to go down through that neighborhood, and it's not going to interfere with anybody else's property. And
so I did hear a motion to adjourn to second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.